Some of the nation's most successful businesses began in someone's home. That's the case for Mary, who turned her need to provide for two young children into an opportunity to serve people dessert. It's today's American Countryside, brought to you by AgriLiquid, whose goal is to prosper the farmer. That means less applied fertilizer, more food, fiber, and fuel. Learn more at agriliquid.com.
There are a ton of companies jumping on the low-salt, micronutrient, high-efficiency bandwagon. It's like they discovered something new. That's what we've been doing for over 30 years. Don't be a guinea pig. Decades of research and millions of acres have gone into developing AgriLiquid's full line of fertilizers. With all the mergers and buyouts in this industry, it's nice to know there are some things you can count on. Solid agronomics, balanced nutrition. It's who we've always been. AgriLiquid, same great company, just easier to say our name. Visit agriliquid.com.
Whether you are a serious collector of antiques and the classics or just love old farm machinery, Machinery Pete's Classic Tractor Price Guide is the one resource you'll enjoy. This book is jam-packed with prices, facts, and stories about all kinds of antique and classic farm equipment from the early 1900s to 1978. For only $29.95, you can use Machinery Pete's Classic Tractor Price Guide as a trusted and valuable resource in pursuing your antique iron passion. Call 877-847-9599 or visit shopfarmjournal.com.
1983 was a difficult year for Mary Hostetter.
I had gone through a sudden divorce, and my husband of 11 years left. And when he did, I had to decide what I could do to keep my children in our home. I wanted to make things as stable as I possibly could for them.
Yet 1983 was also time for a new beginning. She looked for a way to earn a living for herself and her kids while living in that home.
I thought if I could just stay at home and bake cookies and bake pies and things like that for people, then maybe I could make enough money that I could be able to stay in our house.
She began to go to craft shows and sell her cookies, pastries, and pies. People could buy items on the spot, but also place orders for future events and the holidays.
By the Christmas of 1984, I had orders for over 30,000 Christmas cookies that had to be made in my home.
And not only that, she had but one regular-sized oven in her home. She worked 21-hour days during the holidays. Someone asked if she could bake fruitcakes for Christmas. Not wanting to turn down the business, she said, sure. But then realized she had a problem.
So I'd call my mom and I'd go, Mom, I need your fruitcake recipe and I need it now. Somebody wants to buy one. And she never told me that if I got an order for a 6-pound fruitcake, it would take 3 hours to bake in my oven. I didn't have 3 hours to bake in my oven because I had to bake all the cookies. So I had to call my neighbor next door and say, Sandy, could I borrow your oven for 3 hours for this fruitcake, please?
Her business was growing rapidly, and soon she'd need a location outside her home. That chapter next time as we travel the countryside. In Kimswick, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.